So anyway, it's going to be a guy at Sport Cliffs. If I were you, I'd go in there and see him. They're open every day. Yesterday was Alyssa Milano's birthday, and Wally spent the day celebrating in his own special way.
How old is she?
She, I think, is 41, if
Doesn't
I remember
matter.
Correctly.
Wow.
She does look fantastic. There is no question. She has aged like a fine wine.
Who's the boss?
She celebrated a birthday this week.
I found, and this is hilarious, our prep service have, they give us the birthdays. They also sometimes will include like a YouTube clip of somebody celebrating a birthday. They had the Who's the Boss episode when she came home with a hickey after a party. And obviously, Big Tone was not too happy about it. So, anyway, it was kind of a funny episode. It was a little awkward, though, because she was like 13, so it wasn't that exciting at that point. But maybe a hickey at 40 would be awesome. Let me get a quick message here from Carrie, and then I'm going to play a couple of these clips that Mr. Dixon has been kind enough to bring in. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Hey, the best of us, the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people, so let's get it out.
No doubt.
First off is playing that song a minute ago, and now you've got that stinking tune stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
What does the fox say?
I swear to sweet baby Jesus, I will come up there and junk punch you. The second one is, you're bringing the shooter back, and I never even got a shot at the job. I'm disappointed. I didn't get the spot. Now you're bringing the shooter back.
Well, it starts like this. You apply. I mean, I gave you 9 months to prove yourself. You didn't jump on it.
It's fine. I see how it is.
If you would have done the show every day dressed as Darth Vader, I would have been in.
Hey, for the right paycheck, we can still arrange it, brother.
Yeah. Well, I can't afford you.
Man. Hey, don't say that. Hey, I just want to call and wish y'all a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Guys, be safe. Enjoy the time with your family. Thank y'all for everything that y'all do throughout the year and everything that y'all bring to the table. It's great. I'm glad to be able to call you a friend and to be able to enjoy y'all's show every day. Thank you so much.
Kerry, feelings mutual, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. I have some grievances. None of them are with you.
Okay, good.
You're a good man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Take care. Merry Christmas, buddy.
You too.
That was such a nice thought. It's not really in keeping with the theme of Festivus.
Don't worry, I got some problems.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Quiet, we'll get yours in a minute. Kroger, you couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot with a babe.
Right after that, he says, I lost my train of thought. Here's a few things I have a problem with. The Pigskin, I welcome you to the Twitterverse. I apologize for the idiots out there who think that Twitter is in place only to hate on people semi-anonymously. That is not what it's created for. It's supposed to be an information sharing and gathering site.
Why are they hacking me?
He's also been hacked for no apparent reason.
I've been
reason.
Hacked.
You haven't posted anything interesting enough to hack your
they
account.
They hacked me, Wally.
And he said, I'd like to get my hands around the throat of that person. And I said, he's probably in Kazakhstan, so I don't know how you're going to do that, but good luck.
Well, I'm riding my goat over there, and we're going to lay hands on this man.
Go Gadget Arms.
Can you find out who hacked you?
I don't think so.
Well, if I do,
it would cost more than it'd
be
worth.
We're going to have a come to Jesus moment.
Here's the bottom line. Twitter is for information sharing. It is not for hating on people and just posting terribly cruel things. And by the way, I would also say that the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback is also not for that purpose. It's for you to share your thoughts and desires, but not unless your desires are for me to drop dead. I'd prefer that you keep that to yourself. Other things I have a problem with this Festivus season, the NCAA, Wally, and I want you to take this up because I complained for years on this show. I assume that this pulpit matters. I complained for years on this show they should have a playoff, if only a four-team playoff. What are we getting next year? We're getting a four-team playoff, and for good measure, the University of Arkansas Athletic Director is the director of the playoff committee.
So they have been listening to you.
I am happy about that. What I am not happy about, Wally, is you can't spell playoff without layoff. I am tired of the month between the end of the season games and the start of the postseason. They could have remedied it with this new system, but they're not going to. I have a real problem with that. Why not play the first round of the playoffs 2 weeks after the end of the regular season? And then you take another couple of weeks, and then you play the championship games. What they're going to do is wait a month, and then they're going to play the games in back-to-back weeks, or maybe a two-week gap after that. My thing is, don't make me wait a month. And the other thing is, teams shouldn't have to sit for a month. There is no other sport in the world that teams take a month off and then play the most important game of their year. It's so stupid.
Kills the quality of the game.
Before you got into radio, where did you work?
and TV, and I had even less stroke there.
Who do you think dictates when the playoff games are going to be?
TV. TV people. Dixon, you're part of the problem.
For ratings?
Was.
Revenue.
Used to be.
Ratings and revenue.
Well, Wally, do you think that if they played the game on, say, December 18th, the first round playoff games, that the ratings would be any different than if they played them on January 2? I don't.
Well, their number one problem is all the schools have to have finals over before the playoffs can start. So some of the schools don't get through to the 21st. I think Arkansas finished yesterday.
Mitch McGarry just finished his last final yesterday for Michigan.
I'm sorry. Arkansas just finished yesterday? Yeah. What did the Arkansas basketball program do last night? They played basketball. What are they going to do on Saturday? They're going to play basketball. That is not an argument. In the same way that this playoff argument was always, well, we can't do the playoff because, well, no, you can.
But
anything
Arkansas
can
did
be
take
done.
A week off for finals. They were off a week before they played last night.
Well, the person taking the finals like for the players is going to go ahead and do the finals while the players
Precisely.
Are playing basketball.
I'm going to have my pseudo-person.
My amuensis.
Yes. Thank you. I won't be there, but my answers will.
First round of the games, Justin should be on Christmas Day. There you go.
You know what?
Bah humbug.
There's no better way to see. You know what? I'm going to be watching NBA games. If LeBron James has to work on Christmas, I'm cool with watching NCAA playoff games. Anyway, it's dumb, and I'm more so to the point of the pigskin. Not just because I don't want to wait, but because it does affect the competitive spirit of the game. Nobody else takes a month off. It does affect you. It's stupid.
Well, a 14 playoff stupid if you think about it.
I'm fine with an 18 playoff. Let's get that
yes,
done.
Yes, 121 teams, and you're going to have you let four play? That just the bowls mean will mean nothing within 3 years.
They mean less than nothing.
Yes.
They mean nothing now.
They'll mean less than nothing. A couple other things here. Golf's lack of sensible rule adjustments. I have an issue with this. There's been a lot of debate lately about the wrong thing. The debate lately has been about, should people be able to call in violations? Well, Tiger Woods placed his ball 1 foot away from where it was supposed to be placed. Here's what we need. Common sense rules in golf. If you address your ball and the wind blows the ball one iota and they make you take a penalty stroke for that when you have not touched the ball, how does that make sense?
Intent. You didn't intend to hit it and you didn't hit it.
More importantly, Pigskin, is there a competitive advantage
game? None.
None.
That is a ridiculous rule.
So the bottom line is, let's go through the rule book, and I realize that it is the most ruled upon sport in all the land, in all the world. But here's the deal. Let's do something that makes sense, which is if there's no competitive advantage and there's no intent gained, or there's no intent, then you shouldn't be penalized.
The rules of golf are so arcane that it's turned all the viewers into Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched. They're always trying to narc and rat out their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Abner! He addressed the ball! I mean, shut up. It's not your deal. I mean, why would you report someone else? There was a kid out that lost a tournament, the Maumel Country Club, a couple of years ago because he had grounded his club in the sand and somebody said something about
it. No, what happened is he raked the sand before he hit the shot.
That's what it was.
Which he knows better than that. And it's like, you know, you can...
I didn't care. It didn't help him get the ball. He holed the shot.
That's a clear cut. That one I can live with. It's the silly things about, well, he put his putter down behind the ball and then the wind blew it. Well, how was that his fault?
Well, he didn't make the wind blow.
Exactly. Only preachers can do that.
Maybe they should make all the marshals stay home and watch TV.
Exactly, Wally. Great point.
That's what's going to happen. That's right.
And then last but not least, I got a real serious problem with Pat Bradley. Old 22. I don't know if you guys heard, but earlier this year, he just walked out on us, Matt. Kicked us to the curb like yesterday's news.
How could I forget?
I'm hurt. I'm really hurt.
Finally. You finally getting it out there.
Yeah. You know, I got to be honest.
Suppressed feelings can just destroy
you. I'm telling you, I went months, and I finally realized this after thousands of dollars worth of therapy. By the way, my kids are getting lumps of coal this year because we're out of money. I spent it all on therapists. I was upset that I had been left behind, kicked to the curb like yesterday's trash. I didn't realize it for many months to come. And I do appreciate everyone who has stepped in and helped. So if we're going to go anti-grievances, I thank everyone who's helped out, including everyone here today. But I do have a huge issue with that, and I'm hurt by it. But, of course, last night we announced that Pat is coming back. So you know what? I'm going to scratch that one off the list. It's all forgiven. Just like the prodigal son, he's returned.
He is the prodigal. The prodigal
you feel
Pat.
Better. You feel
yes.
better.
And after the show today, I'm going to go out and kill a fatted calf, and we're going to eat it, and it's going to be awesome.
This and Pat, if you're listening, I have your Christmas present. So get your carcass up here.
So this is a festive festive.
This is Justin's one-step program?
Yeah. You know what? I could have saved a lot of money if I would have just gone on the air and admitted it. Later in the show, I'm going to take some issue with Clint Conk, too, because I also have been upset about his leaving Conway, although I'm excited about the new coach. One other thing, a little sidebar. These are like honorable mentions. The Super Bowl being played outside in a cold weather stadium. I hope it snows 17 feet on Super Bowl
Sunday.
Ice storm.
It'd be awesome.
Because now they're talking, well, we'll move it to Saturday. Well, that ought to work well if there's a huge snowstorm on Friday, you idiots.
No doubt.
And what if it continues on through the weekend? And then they're like, well, we'll move it to Monday. That ought to be awesome.
I want to see Bart Starr go behind Jerry Kramer and go under Jethro Pugh for the winning touchdown.
I hope they get 6 feet of snow and a fog, and they can't see the game. It'll be fantastic.
It'd be awesome.
Idiots. Roger Goodell's done a lot of things
tailgating.
Right.
They'll still show the commercials, and then you'll see them clearly.
That's all people tune in for anymore is the commercials.
So, Wally, I'm going to challenge Coach Anderson today when we talk to him next hour with our feat of strength for Festivus. The feat of strength this year is going to be two basketball games played within 3 days during finals week. No one has ever pulled it off before. Arkansas has got to get two victories, and then Festivus can come to a righteous end on Saturday night.
They win by 50, and everyone makes A's.
By the way, last night Arkansas won by approximately 217 points over Tennessee Martin. The game, unlike their last relatively lopsided matchup, was over within the first 5 or 10 minutes. I actually popped back into the dressing room last night to change out of my tux, and I saw that Arkansas was destroying poor UT Martin. Then I came back out and I saw that the Verizon floor had destroyed poor Crawford. So, what a night.
It sounded like Moses led them to the promised land last night.
Yes, it was beautiful.
He had a good game.
Yes, he did.
Did anybody come in second place? Because it hasn't been mentioned.
Yes, it was the Channel 7 girls.
Now, I bet they're getting really sick of Peterson.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to put something in his coffee over at Channel 7.
You know what it is?
My guess.
It's like
they were sick of him before I even left.
Exactly. Yes,
I could see that.
You know what? It's like a family with seven girls and one boy, and he always leaves the toilet seat up. They're going to get him, and
they're going to drown him, and he's going to get a swirly.
Yep.
I have a question. How did the girls in the little school uniforms, I don't know who they are.
That's the Channel 11 folks, you mean?
Oh, heavens.
Really?
Yeah, that's the Run DMC thing that they did. Yeah, that was a nice
touch. I didn't get a chance to see their act, but they were very, very
It was kind of a Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time vibe.
Well, and they had to perform after losing one of their comrades.
That's tough to follow that, because, you know, Crawford would have brought, I don't know, something to the performance.
Swear to you, I heard this. Swear to you, I heard this last night. Crawford would want us to go on with the show. I'm serious. And I'm like, you know what? He probably would. So get you some.
This isn't the flag raising at Iwo Jima. Come on, people. I'm just saying.
Okay. It's not a shot at his ethnicity, is it?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying.
No, Crawford would be Ira Hayes.
Okay. Doc.
What's up?
How are you?
I want to talk about two things. Big Skin, did you enjoy the tickets I gave you to the football game?
They were awesome.
Awesome.
Sorry, I didn't get to talk to you when you came in that day. It was a little crazy.
Well, so, you got a real job, unlike a lot of the folks up here, and you're making people's teeth safe for eating, and we appreciate that, Doc.
That's good, and I'm glad Bradley's coming back. I was talking to him in the gym the other day. I like the chowderhead. So,
oh, who doesn't?
This Super Bowl thing, man. I'm a patriot.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Doc, where did he say he saw Pat?
I don't know. He said at the gym.
Now think about this. Doc just said he liked Pat.
Liar.
And then they hung up on him.
Yeah.
I smell a conspiracy.
We got to take a timeout. Let me get JT in here real quick. JT, go ahead.
I just have one major area of grievance that has nothing to do with any of you. I'm just hoping this guy listens to sports radio.
Give it.
For the guy that stole my SUV this past Wednesday.
No way.
I hope you try to sell something out of that that's marked as stolen so I can find you.
What would you do? Would you wish him a Merry Christmas?
And put him 6 feet under? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a happy person.
I gathered that. I'm sorry.
See, they stole my golf clubs 12 years ago, and I thought the same thing, and they've never been found.
They did you a favor.
The search for the real killers continues.
I've seen you play. They did you a favor. I need to get my golf clubs stolen. JT, thanks, man. Sorry about that. I hope your luck.
That stinks.